We're talking today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. What'd you see in the markets this week, Bob?
Reagan, we started out the first of the week with a pretty much steady market. As the week went on, the market continued to get a little bit better. The numbers, the volume, I mean, we're staying pretty active. I mean, the total numbers of cattle moving are pretty equivalent to what they were a year ago this time. And all of us were in the belief that we would be quite a bit less than a year ago. Of course, we'll know that true figure when the end of the year comes. But in general, the market's good. Talked around the area. And the rainfall was anywhere from 0 to 2 inches. So that's very positive. But cattle market's good. The calf market's good demand there. Feeder market's steadily rising on an up pace since, you know, the beginning of the year. So for a producer, we're in a good position right now.
And I know last time you were on, you talked about how there was still quite a bit of cool cows coming through. Is this still happening this week from what you saw?
Yes, ma'am. Still, the cows we're not seeing any young cows come to town. If they are a young cow, they're an open cow that's out of sync with everybody's calving, you know, calving periods. But continue to see cull cows moving. And talking around to some other friends that run auction markets, they're seeing the same thing, whether it's from eastern Oklahoma to western Oklahoma. Everybody's seeing the same thing.
And I know you said that the people that did receive rain are pretty excited about that. If we get a few more good rains, do you think that's going to make a big difference, or is it already too far gone?
No. We're in the beginning of the wheat deal. You know, I mean, if the rains come timely, a lot of the people have got their groundwork. I got a brother-in-law that farms in Grady County, and he's sitting on go, just waiting on another little shower, and then they'll be in full swing putting their wheat in. You know, it's back in the summer, we all got pretty good rains. We all got very bullish about our grass. And the cull cow deal is kind of based off that. Everybody looked like they were going to have a good hay crop. When they got in and started cutting hay, their hay didn't make but about half what they thought it was going to make. And then when they come back to a normal time to have a second cutting, their grass is just burned up. There was no second cutting. So I got getting a lot of calls on people looking for hay. And the water table for their ponds are down. So that's why we're continuing to see this cull.
Okay. Well, what do you think we're going to see next week?
I think, you know, I was talking to one of the gentlemen that run the stockyards in Oklahoma City. And, you know, we had 10,000 Monday. Part of that was built up from a holiday week. But, I think we'll still come in with 7,000 to 8,000 Monday, which will be kind of typical this time of year. But, maybe a little lighter, but, you know, look back history after the sale and we'll be able to know. But continue good movement. There's no reason if you're wanting to sell cattle to be holding up. You got a good market today.
All right. Well, if people have questions for you, how can they contact you?
Get a hold of us at 1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, and myself a call.
All right. Well, good info today, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you, Reagan. Appreciate you.